Say a couple of things real fast as we begin. First off, yesterday I was in charge of getting the baked potatoes.
Good job, Steve.
Yeah, good job. And so I went over to Western Sizzlin', got the baked potatoes, came back this way, came around the corner there, and saw all the cars that were here. And I said, oh my goodness, there's a lot of people here. And then I pulled around to the back and couldn't find a place to park. There were more people down in the back. And so I unloaded the potatoes and I got in and I got here and I was able to see the last part of Sarah's presentation. And I got to see some of our girls that got up and read scripture and led singing. And I also got to hear my wife speak in front of a crowd. And that's not her normal tone, I guess, normal state. She told me that she had, and I got to tell you this, she told me that she had woken up about 3:30 in the morning. Of course, I didn't do that, but she woke up about 3:30 in the morning, and she was having panic attacks, and she was going to have to do this, and she told me, she said, I just prayed and gave it to God, and she said, I didn't worry about it anymore, and she did a great job, didn't she? Well, I'm going to tell y'all that Sarah and Kathy were the main idea is to get this started, and so I really appreciate them. Dana and Tina, I really appreciate y'all for everything that you did. But I want you to know, ladies, y'all brought desserts and y'all brought things, and all of you were here. And I want you to know that that was absolutely a wonderful day. Those of you that were here know how great a day it was. And these trees behind me represent the theme of their message to these ladies. And the message was dealing with the four seasons of life. So each tree represents spring, summer, fall, and winter. The four seasons of life. And I am very, very proud of our ladies. I'm very, very proud of this congregation to put that on. Randy said 9 churches. I said 14. I don't care what he says. Yeah. But we had churches all the way from Mena up to Van Buren that came yesterday, that took part. 9th Street Church of Christ, West Ark Church of Christ in Fort Smith was there taking part. Valley View was taking part. Boonville. All these churches around this area were taking part, and I am extremely happy that all these churches, all these fine ladies came together to hear a good message and to worship God. What a fantastic day it was. I stood up there in the booth up there, and I want y'all to know that I teared up a bit. Especially when our young girls got up there and started to read scripture. What a great thing that is. What a great thing that is for us as a congregation that we put these things together and people come together for that. Do you not know, do you not recognize, do you not realize how much the Spirit moves here? I am just in awe. And I haven't been here that long, about a year and 2-3 months, that all I've been here. But I've never been to a place where the Spirit didn't move as well as it does here. And I'm proud of that. I'm proud of everything that you are doing. I'm proud of this congregation. I'm proud of the people here. I'm proud that we are moving in the direction that we are moving. Because I believe strongly that as long as we continue to move the direction God wants us to move, we will continue to be blessed each and every day that we walk the face of this earth. So let's continue to strive to do that. Let's continue to strive to be a blessing, not only to ourselves, but to each other and to the world, and most of all, a blessing to God that we are His children. Thank you so much for doing that. Thank you so much for being a part. I'm proud of our young people up here because I don't know that song. And so I'm proud that they could do it. I don't know that song. You know, there's a song for the 50 states too, and I don't know that one either. And there's also a song that lists off all the presidents. I don't know that one either. But I can list off a few of them, and I can list off some of the states without too much trouble. I can list off most of the states. But I am proud of our young people. And we have a great, great group of young people. Let's bring them up in the ways that they should go so that when they are old, they will not depart from it. Let's bring them up. These are our leaders. These are the ones who will lead us when we are gone from this earth. Okay? I want to talk about unity today. I want to talk about unity in the Spirit. And I want to start out by saying these words. You can't have unity without diversity. Have you ever thought of that? It's absolutely true. You cannot have unity without diversity. And I look at it as a football team. Now, I can always go to athletics and sports and stuff because y'all know that I coached for 27 years. And so I can always go to that and I can always look at that. But if you look at a football team, think about a football team for a minute. You have your offensive linemen, you have your defensive linemen, you have your defensive backs, you have your defensive safeties, you have your offensive backs, you have your wide receivers, you have your kickers, you have your punters, you have your field goal kickers. You have all these different people, but they're all unified with one goal in mind. I heard a sports commentator one time say that this person was the best football player in history. Can't happen. You know why that can't happen? Because there's too many other players that do too many different things. You could probably say a baseball pitcher was the best pitcher in history. You could probably do that. You could probably say one individual was the best hitter in history. You could probably do that. But you cannot say at any point or time that that is the best baseball player, the best football player, the best basketball player in history. It just doesn't happen that way. Because everybody has their job. And every job is geared toward one purpose. In sports, the one purpose is to win the game. You can say it's to score. No, it's actually to win. To win the game is the purpose. But understand, if it wasn't for every person at every position working together, you cannot win the game. You cannot. It's the same thing with Christians. Every one of us have a job. But every one of our jobs is different. We are not all preachers. We are not all teachers. We are not all song leaders. But you know what? All of us have a gift that was given to us by God. And therefore, all of us need to use that gift for one purpose. one purpose. We as a congregation are unified in one, with all of us having different goals or different purposes. All of us have different talents. All of us have to work together to do what God wants us to do. So unless we were diverse, we cannot be unified. We must be diverse, but we must be unified in one purpose. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 and 12 tells us this. And he gave some as apostles, some as prophets, some as evangelists, some as pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints for the work of ministry, for the building up of the body of Christ. Our one purpose is to build up the body of Christ. All of us have different purposes. All of us have different abilities. But the one thing that we have in kind is that we are to build up the body of Christ. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 and 12 tells us this. Romans chapter 15, verse 6 tells us this, that we have one purpose, that we have one voice, that we may glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our one purpose, our one voice is to glorify God the Father in all that we do, working together for the purpose of lifting Him up. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1 tells us this. We must walk in the manner worthy of our calling. Worthy of our calling. In other words, live the way that God would have you to live for the purpose of glorifying Him. Live the way that God would have you to live for the purpose of growing the kingdom. Unified together with one voice, one purpose, to glorify God and to grow His kingdom. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 2 tells us this. Since we have one purpose, since we are gathered together in one name, under one name, to glorify God, to praise His name, realize this, that because we are diverse, we're not always going to get along. Ever think of that? There are times you may not like me very much. That's okay, because there's times I probably don't like you very much either. It goes together. There are times that we will have disagreements, but where we will agree always is the unity that brings us together to serve God. We will always agree with that. And therefore, there are times when we will have to bear each other. We will have to bear each other in love. Because there are times when we may not agree, we may not get along, and that's okay. As long as we have the love of God in us, we can overcome all disagreements. I've never seen two people at any point of time that agreed with each other 100% of the time. Have y'all ever seen that? I have not. Because it doesn't exist. They did an experiment one time. They put two infant children in a room together. And they filled that room with all types of toys that they could play with. And when they put these two infant children in there, they started out playing with their own individual toys. But sooner or later, what happened was one of the children wanted the toy that the other one had. Even though there were toys throughout the entire room, they could have played with any toy. But no, they decided that they wanted the same toy. And what breaks out with toddlers? Mine. Mine. Yeah. You can't have it. It's my toy. No, I want that toy. You can't have that toy. Two children put in a room together with everything they could possibly want, and you know what happened? They got in a fight. And if they could have punched each other out, they would have. But I want you to understand, that doesn't change through life. You could live with your best friend forever and ever, and you know what? You're going to have problems from time to time. But here's the thing. As long as you have the love of God in you, you can work through any problem that you may have. Any problem that you may have. And therefore, when you look at this, sometimes what we must do is that we must bear one another with love, because we're not always going to agree. Sometimes we're going to disagree. But as long as we have the love of God within us right here, these outside problems, whatever it may be, that's not going to cause us to go somewhere else, to divide, to leave, to do whatever, because we have the love of God in us. And that love of God brings us the unity that we must have. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 3 says this: we must work at making sure that we maintain unity in our congregation. Especially, we sometimes will have to work on that. We'll have to work it together. And there are some things that we can say, you know, that's not a salvation issue, so therefore we don't need to discuss that. But when it comes to salvation, we all need to be on the same page. That you must repent. You must be baptized. You must put on Jesus Christ. And you must be baptized for the remission of sin. That is a salvation issue, and we cannot waver from that. When the Bible speaks, we need to speak. Speak loudly, strongly. Stay firm. But where the Bible's silent, we also need to learn how to be silent ourselves. If it's not a salvation issue, don't worry about it. But if it is a salvation issue, let us stay unified and work to stay unified. And you can do that by simply going to the Bible and saying, what does the Bible say about this? Follow the Bible, word for word. We are one. Understand that. I've told you before that you are my family. There is no doubt in my mind. Any of you I could call at any time if I had a problem, and you would help me with it. any of you. I know you would. You would do everything within your power. And I hope that you know that we would do the same thing for you. Everything within our power, we would do. There is one body. It is the body of Jesus Christ that dwells in us. It is the kingdom. There is one Spirit. Not many. There is one. Just as you also were called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in you all. One God the Father. Folks, we are one. We are unified. We are together. And that's the way that we should always be. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 15 says this, but speaking the truth in love. This is where we are unified. We are unified in the truth. We are unified in love. We are to grow up in all aspects into Him who is the head. That is Christ Jesus. Now I want you to know that there are a lot of things in this world that are happening. A lot of things that are going on outside of this congregation. A lot of things that may pull you one way or the other way. But here's what we must do. Those things are not salvation issues. Those things are not in Christ Jesus. Therefore, we must remain firm, being diligent always to maintain the unity of this congregation, to make sure that the Spirit continues to grow the way it's growing right here, right now, that we have baptisms, that we have new members, that we have people coming in and are impressed by you because of the faith that you have in you. That's what brings people in. You can go and stand on the corner all you want to and scream with the top of your lungs about how everybody needs to be in church, how everybody needs to be at worship, how everybody needs to be doing this or doing that or doing this. But folks, until they see it in you, they will not respond. It's you who brings people to Christ. It's you that grows the congregation. It's you that grows the kingdom. It's how you act in the world that causes people to stand up and take notice. I am so proud of my wife and what she did yesterday. But I'm so proud of Sarah and what she did. I'm so proud of these young girls. I'm so proud of these women who worked hard to put this together. And I'm so proud of all the women from all these different congregations who came to be a part of this. It is incredible to see. It is incredible to be a part of. But folks, the reason why it takes place is because of the unity we have in the Spirit. Let's maintain that unity. Let's maintain that strength. Let's show the world what Jesus can do for them, because they need to know. If you have a desire this morning, a desire for baptism, or a desire for us to pray for you, we encourage you to come while together we stand and sing our song of encouragement.
We are one in the Spirit.